Now, I would like to discuss God's ownership. The hidden beauty of feeling God's ownership is important. I say hidden because we must accept God's ownership by faith. And then, only then, will all the rebellion fade and we truly experience its joys. One of our deepest needs is that of feeling of security. God can give us nothing in the world with a promise of absolute permanence. So he gave us himself. See, Satan can destroy anything outside of us, remember Job? But he cannot destroy God in us. So we are safe and secure if we accept our oneness with God. The second thing God demands is that we lay all things on the altar to him. Sacrifice them to him. Be willing to say, O God, if it be thy will, I should live without the presence of my husband or my child or my parent. Anything precious to me, for thy sake, I give it up. Make me, O God, able to accept, to endure whatever you would require me. And now, here is the mystery, the great happiness. After you have humbled yourself in sacrifice, God returns the precious one to you. Now, the loved one is more perfect. The relationship brings you a deeper joy and greater happiness than ever before. It is truly from God now. Do you remember Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac? And so it is in our fathering and for each of us. You have placed your loved one in its proper perspective after God. It is impossible to find a deep, lasting happiness in marriage until we have first given ourselves to our real owner. Because search as we will, we cannot make any human relationship right until we have the divine one right with God. If this relationship is twisted, then we will have a problem with possessiveness. What is possessiveness? Human possessiveness is a misplaced sense of ownership. No one in any relation owns another person. Husband denotes relationship, not ownership. Wife denotes relationship, not ownership. And so it is with each relationship, mother, brother, sister, or friend. The deepest yearning in every human being is for a sense of longing, but it must be fulfilled in God. If it's displaced to a person, it spawns much unhappiness. This makes a happy marriage absolutely impossible because it cannot function in the manner that God intended, that is, as one flesh. A simple example might serve to illustrate the point. The arm functions as a part of us, but suppose we tied it behind us. None of the body could function normally. The human being was meant to function in many relationships, but if tied only to one, then none of them will function properly. Possessiveness will cripple and eventually destroy all relationships. Possessiveness is actually a part of jealousy. Knowing this opens our eyes to Solomon's warnings. In Song of Solomon 8:6, we read, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And again in Proverbs 6:34, jealousy is the rage of men. Why rage? Because man imagines he owns another. That something that is his is being taken away from him. The truth is that he is a thief. He has taken that which was God's and that which is ordained of God to others and makes it his own. Perhaps the most telling indictment of jealousy comes from Proverbs 27:4, when the writer says, wrath is cruel, anger overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? The only productive biblical examples to be found of jealousy are those expressions of God's towards his creation. However, the world denies God's ownership of his creatures. Man attempts to acquire ownership by glamorizing the idea of belonging in marriage. The Lord never intended for men and women to belong to each other. God meant for a man and a woman to function together in harmony as one. Just as the parts of our body function in harmony, this is the mystery of one flesh. It was to make a vivid harmony in the togetherness of cooperation, not ownership. Just as we do not think of our arms and legs as belonging to us, neither should we think of our mate as belonging to us, rather, as being a part of us. At this point, one may wonder, is anything mine? Well, yes, there is something which is ours. Love, kindness, gentleness, consideration, sent from the heart, not to own, but to treasure, to hold close to the heart, and kindle with our love and respect. This is ours.